Friday Facebook mailbag. It's the last Friday Facebook mailbag for at least 11 months where you'll see these sweet mustaches on our faces. We've grown these for Movember. We're trying to raise awareness for testicular and prostate cancer. So, it's been pretty fun.
May keep it going. We'll see, because yours has grown in exceptionally well all month, Drew. Mine is just now starting to be visible, at least. It's not a very strong mustache, but I'm having thoughts about maybe keeping it going to Christmas, maybe through the end of the season. We'll see.
I have my thoughts, and my thoughts are that the mustache dies on December 1st. But anyways, let's get to the questions. Brad McClintock has this one. How's Brian Cushing doing? Is he still with the team? And how is TJ Yates? Well, Brian Cushing is still with the team. He's going through rehab. He's attacking rehab. He's trying to get better, building up that knee, the ACL repair that he went through with Dr. James Andrews about a month or so ago. And as far as TJ Yates, TJ Yates, great. See him in the locker room every day. He's a funny guy. He's staying prepared like always. He's doing good things. And he's talked about his growth over the course of the last year. So all is well with TJ. And Cushing continues to get better.
Yeah, you and I see both of those guys here at Reliance Stadium just about every single day. They're here every day. Cushing has been going after it in his rehab. You know, he's always in the training room and seems to be in pretty good spirits. He said when he got hurt, he was going to make it a point to be around the team as much as possible, every practice, every game, helping in whatever way that he can. And he's been doing that. You know, it's tough that a leader like him, a player like him, is not on the field, but he's still contributing how he can and eager to get back for 2013. TJ Yates, yep. Like you said, he's gotten some experience in games this year, in a couple games. You know, he got some reps late in one of the blowout victories, and he also got one rep for Matt Schaub when he lost a piece of his ear against Denver. And, of course, he had all those starts last year in the playoff starts. So you know if something were to happen to Schaub, knock on wood that it doesn't, but if something were to happen to Schaub, TJ Yates would be ready. He's a guy who's already won a playoff game, and he's been absorbing the offense more and more, and always a fun guy to talk with in the locker room.
Indeed. Jonathan McGuggan says, hey, Nick and Drew, will Connor Barwin be able to adapt quickly and have productivity switching linebacker positions? And does Brooks Reed's injury concern you? #11-1. Let's start with the last one first. Does the injury concern me? Yeah, every injury concerns you and I and the rest of the team and the fan base as well. However, General Manager Rick Smith said 2 days ago when I got to interview him that it's a manageable groin injury. It's something that Brooks is going to return from, and very likely in 3 to 4 or 5 weeks. As far as Connor goes, the guy's very athletic. He's very smart, works very hard. It's a good switch. It's a position that he's played before, and he played pretty well in it when he switched in the game last week at Detroit. So I think you're going to see good things also from Whitney Mercilus coming in, rushing the passer at the weak side linebacker spot.
Yeah, Brooks Reed's injury is the biggest injury concern the Texans have right now, aside from the guys that are on IR, because he is definitely going to be out for a significant period of time. You know, whether that's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, the bottom line is they expect him back for the playoffs. He hopes to be back by the end of the regular season, and he's very disappointed. Obviously, you could see the pain that he was in on the field after it happened, but he will be back. And let's not forget, in the playoffs last year, this guy had 3.5 sacks, tied with J.J. Watt and 2 Giants players for the NFL postseason lead. So obviously it's going to be good to get him back come postseason time. In the meantime, it's a chance for Whitney Mercilus to show what he can do, the rookie first-round pick. We're going to see some out of Brian Braman, the special teams ace. He's going to get some reps in a rotation behind Mercilus and Barwin. And as for Barwin, switching to that strong side, yes, he will be able to pick it up very quickly because, like you said, Drew, he played that position last year. That was his position all training camp, all season for the first 6 games until Mario Williams got hurt. He switched a game later to the weak side to fill in for Williams, and then he went on that sack run. But, you know, he switched there mid-game against the Lions, like you said, played about 70 snaps. Gary Kubiak said very unselfish of him to do that. And now he might get more favorable matchups as well. Instead of going against left tackles, he'll be going against right tackles, maybe even tight ends or running backs trying to block him.
All right, next one comes from Aiden Dowdy. What rookie do you feel has produced the most for us this year? Very easy answer. Ben Jones, the right guard, he's started. He's the only rookie that's starting. You've seen some nice things from Keyshawn Martin. He's had some good returns, but on a consistent basis, Ben Jones cannot be equaled thus far in 2012.
In terms of starts, I'll agree with you on that, but I will say I think Keyshawn Martin has been, he's given him a run for his money as far as production, because now over the past several weeks he's been the kick and punt returner, and you're really starting to see him hit his stride as a returner. I think it's noticeable that he's more confident on returns. He's really hitting the hole and running up the middle, with reckless abandon almost, and he's broken a couple big returns, almost had a couple touchdowns a couple weeks ago. I wouldn't be surprised to see him break one or two before the season is done. And as a receiver, he's getting involved. He had his first touchdown catch a couple weeks ago. He's getting involved on reverses. The Texans have used him, 3 or 4 times And they've been productive runs almost every single time, too. And let's not forget Whitney Mercilus as well. 3 sacks already in limited action, 2 forced fumbles, showing the knack that he showed last year when he led the NCAA in both of those categories, sacks and forced fumbles. So getting contributions from a lot of guys, too. Jared Crick has been playing well, among several other guys. So we'll see, but I think you're going to see more guys contribute as the year goes on. And I think Keyshawn Martin is going to become more of a playmaker over the stretch run as well.
All right, Kyle, Westmoreland has this. When the Texans clinch the playoffs, will we see Coach Koobs bench some starters? By the way, sick mustache, Drew. Thanks, Kyle. Thank you for that. That's nice saying that the mustache is sick.
You've gotten that a lot.
The Texans can clinch if they beat the Titans or tie the Titans, but if they beat the Titans, they can clinch. When that happens, if that happens, I don't think you'll see Kubiak bench any starters unless they've clinched home field advantage throughout the playoffs. I don't think you're going to see any benching of starters unless that situation occurs or if something late has you in a situation where nothing matters in that last game or two.
Yeah, because if they clinch this week, they still won't have clinched their division. They can't clinch that for at least a couple more weeks, and they can't clinch home field advantage for at least a couple more weeks. We'll see what happens. But right now, this game, they want to win it so they can get into the playoffs. Then they're going to be focused on trying to beat the Patriots, a game that could determine the top seed in the AFC. They're in good position right now, but like you said, until they have home field advantage or their seeding secured, I don't think you'll see them rest anybody. Once that does happen, if that does happen, then, yeah, I think you'll see them rest some guys. They did it last year, the last game of the season against the Titans. They rested Jonathan Joseph, Owen Daniels, Arian Foster, maybe one or two other guys as well. So maybe if everything's clinched. But as it is now, very tight at the top of the AFC. They don't have much of a lead. And they play the Colts twice in 3 weeks at the end. So that division race might go down to the wire. So you won't see that for at least a few weeks.
All right, last one comes from Christy Jackson. She wants us to tell J.J. Watt that I love him. And he cracks me up with the
finger. That she loves him.
She says, tell J.J. Watt that I love him. And he cracks me up with the finger waving. Ha ha. Done. We'll do it. We'll tell him those things. For the rest of you, have a great weekend. This has been a Friday Facebook Mailbag.